Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Meal prep is always a hot topic around weight loss, so today I want to share how I, your weight loss dietitian, prep for our meals each week. Listen in as I share my meal prep mentality, the things that I think are most important for best meal prep success, and how I follow through with our prepping each week. All right, y'all, so I know this one is exciting. I know this is probably something that you have hoped to hear about. In fact, I think I've had some requests for it, and that is meal prep, okay? And so meal prep, I think, is a wonderful concept in getting started, like, with a consistent routine, okay? And so for me, I meal prepped when Jess and I were first married. We did not have kids. I was really actually learning the concepts of, like, cooking heavily, you know, as, like, a new wife and someone who had, like, a newish 8-to-5 situation. And so, you know, you're having to, like, figure out, okay, I know I still want to eat healthy-ish, but, like, how am I going to make sure I do that, you know, with the time constraints and I'm not in my kitchen to cook things all the time and, you know, all the things, okay, that can kind of come with meal prep. And so I know that when you start a weight loss journey, meal prep comes to mind because not only because of what I just said, like kind of having a little more control over your food, it comes to mind because everyone talks about it, right? Like you see all these meal prep hacks on TikTok and Instagram and Pinterest and all the things. And you see all these foods that look delicious or are, you know, a certain calorie range that if you meal prepped, you would know exactly what you're eating. If you made this exact thing she's making, you would know exactly how many calories and carbs and fat and all that. And so it's kind of become like a rage over the past several years. And I have noticed on my end as the weight loss, you know, as a weight loss expert, dietitian, and, you know, the owner of this weight loss program, that a lot of people think that it's required for weight loss. Okay. And so it's almost like one of those things that it goes hand in hand, like, okay, I'm going to start my weight loss attempt this week. So I guess I'm going to meal plan and meal prep, you know? And so while, yeah, I mean, I think for some people, specifically for certain different personality types, absolutely, meal prep is something that helps them feel prepared, feel organized, feel, you know, feel relaxed throughout the week because they've already gotten it done on the weekend. Okay. But for me, I learned a long time ago, specifically when I have children, and time was not as, you know, even weekend time was not as plentiful for this meal prep lifestyle anymore. I learned that I'm just not willing to commit like my whole Sunday to prepping meals for the week. Like, I'm just not. You know, I admire those who are, but for me, I'm always looking for that balance of, yes, achieving a healthy lifestyle, but not neglecting my family in the process. Achieving a healthy mindset, but not, you know, totally avoiding other responsibilities. You know, like I'm always trying to find that balance. I'm not saying I found it yet, sister, but I'm always trying. And so for me, a long time ago, I realized that meal prep felt more like an obligation that I absolutely hated, that took my time from my family, who I absolutely loved. So it was like, why am I doing this? You know, when I know that I can, you know, achieve weight loss in a more relaxed way, other than slaving in this kitchen, prepping all these things I found on Pinterest that may or may not taste good, that cost me an arm and a leg. You know what I mean? And so I say that, I'm not saying that I don't meal prep at all. I'm just saying that my version of meal prep and maybe the version of meal prep that you're used to seeing online is gonna be different. Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Kind of like I don't know. I was trying to think of a word for this. We're just going to call it like, this episode is like the meal prep shortcut edition. Okay. This is how I prepare for the week and for the meals in a manner that makes me feel ready. Okay. And okay. So that I'm not running through the drive-thru or calling in a pizza or whatever. This is how I prepare-ish, we'll call it, without being that girl that we see on the TikTok or on the Instagram that has been sitting up in her kitchen, has five different pots going at one time, has all of her, you know, portioned out containers for breakfasts, lunches, and dinners for the week. Like, again, if that is you, you go, girl. You know, but I do want you and everyone else to hear that in different seasons of life, it is okay to not be that way anymore. And you can still lose weight if you aren't that way. Okay. And so for me, meal prep looks more like maybe cooking. Like if I'm going to make like some breakfast muffins or something, I might would make double or triple and then freeze the rest. Okay. Or meal prep looks like to me, if I have dinner with that has rice as a side, I'll make double, put it in the fridge and use it again later in the week. Okay. So that is more about planning of the meals. Okay. Which we talked about last week. We really talked about just planning in general, you know, in general meal plans, but you know, we also in our program really encourage planning for the week ahead of time so that you can utilize this kind of strategy so that you can say, all right, well, I'm gonna make rice or I'm gonna make chicken. So I'm gonna go ahead and make double so then I can use it again on Friday or whatever it is, okay? And so we always tell our ladies that meal prep and meal plan are two different things. Oftentimes they get kind of lumped together in the same situation, in the same scenario, but that is not true. We really encourage planning, okay, because it gives your mind a break. It allows for when you're starving or when you're running in the door late, it allows for you to already have a plan to not have to think through and come up with something real quick and last minute. Because you know, if you're starving and it's lunchtime and you don't have a plan, you're going to go get the fastest thing you can find. So it's either going to be, you know, your kids' snacks in the pantry, or it's going to be running through the fast food line. Okay. And so we really encourage that planning so that you kind of know, okay, we do have soccer tonight. We are going to be home late, but I've already got this soup in the crock pot that I started before I left for work. You know, so as soon as we get home, it's ready for us, that kind of thing. Okay. Instead of finishing soccer and then being like, oh my God, I've had such a long day. I'm so tired. What am I going to feed these people? You know, and so that is very different from meal prep. But what you can do is prep based off of that meal plan. Okay, and again, it still does not have to look like all the portioned out containers and all the different things for all the lunches, dinners, whatever. You can just put some things in place in the week or ahead of the week to make the week go a little smoother. And so that's what we're going to talk about now. So for me, I start with a plan every week, okay, and in our challenges that we all start with a plan every week. We actually plan on Thursday for the following week. Again, because Sundays are, you're already kind of scattered. You're also trying to like have some rest, and Sundays just feel overwhelming. And I just like the idea of Thursday, like getting it knocked out. It's close enough to the next week that you kind of know what you've got going on for the days and the nights, but it is far enough away that you feel a little room to make some decisions and have some time to check the pantry and all that good stuff. And so we meal plan on Thursdays. And then sometime between Thursday and Sunday, I get the groceries for that. Okay. So sometime between Thursday and Sunday, I'm looking and I'm trying to figure out like what, you know, what we have, what we don't have, what we need to buy, making a grocery list. And here recently I have really committed to like stop having so much food waste. That is like one of my, oh, I'm so bad about it. And so I'm really making an effort to check the pantry before I plan, right? To see what's in there that we actually need to use up before I make the plan with the recipes that I'm going to have. Now, one thing that I do with my weekly meal plans for dinners, specifically for us, I will plan weekly dinners and weekly lunches for me. Now, lunchbox lunches and breakfasts for everybody are kind of like on a rotation. So we just kind of have that stuff hanging around, you know? I'll change my lunches up. Jess is just like a vacuum cleaner. He'll eat leftovers or like, y'all, I'll come downstairs, see him eating who knows what. So I'm like, just tell me what to put on the grocery list so you can have like a normal lunch. And he's like, I'm good. So I'm like, okay. But I'm really planning the dinners because for us, it's the dinners that end up going haywire if there's not a plan, right? It's the dinners when we get home from dance late or when I'm too tired to even think about whatever or when I thought we had ingredients for a recipe and then it turns out we don't. Like, that's when it makes life nuts, right? And so I make the plan, buy the groceries before Sunday, okay, or at least by Sunday. So on the day that I buy the groceries, that day I do the best with what I can when I get home from the grocery store. Okay. Meaning if I bought grapes, I pluck the grapes off that vine. Okay. If I bought strawberries, I try to slice them because my kids love them sliced up. Lord. Sometimes I do this, sometimes I don't, because if they wait too long, they get dried up. But if I get like clementines, I'll go ahead and peel a bunch at once. And then, you know, have a bunch of slices ready in a Tupperware in the fridge. And so I chop and I wash my lettuce. I like a salad. We keep lettuce pretty often. And so I chop and I wash it and I have it ready to go. Like lately, for a really long time, actually, I've been on a hamburger salad kick where I have salad, several vegetables, and then like a comeback dressing that I make with Greek yogurt to make it a little bit lighter, and then lean ground beef patty on top. Okay. And so Jess is like hell bent that he's going to be the only one up in this house that knows how to make a hamburger patty. So he makes my hamburger patties, y'all, and he cooks them for me. I think that's really sweet, but so we do that ahead of time, right? And so anything that we can do, I try to go ahead and get that in order. My ladies here lately, like a month ago now, I shared the cheese grater on my story, some cheese grater that I got at Christmas time for Jess, and it's been wonderful. It's so easy. And so when we do that, when we use the cheese grater, we grate enough cheese for a while, you know, for at least a week to last us for different things. And so I do the best I can to like prepare these different things in batches. Okay. Batch work is like the best thing ever for me. I batch my work, like certain things like social media posts and these podcasts and, you know, different things that are continuous work for me daily, you know, or their regular work. Like when I create recipes for my clients, I create them in batches. I do several at one time because it lets my brain get there for a minute and fully get there. And then it lets my brain leave it for a while. Okay. And it's the same with, you know, with the podcast or anything. Like if I'm trying to do a podcast every single week, if I'm trying to post social media in real time every single day, if I'm trying to create a recipe every 2 weeks to give to my clients, like that becomes mundane. It feels exhausting because you're just constantly having to switch gears and switch focuses. And so it's a really good concept to think about with your food at home as well. Like if you're having to pluck 15 grapes off the vine every time you're going to serve grapes, you are less likely to pluck them. Okay. Why not just do it all at once? If you are a family that eats chicken 3 or 4 times a week, if you are having to buy or thaw or whatever and cooked chicken every single time that week, it's going to feel like more work versus why not just do all 4 days worth of chicken and put the rest in the fridge, okay, and use it as you need it. So really for you and me, just thinking about what are some things in your life that are consistent, that are regular, that, you know, you can do several at once. Y'all, for my kids' lunches, I will try to get their, at least all their fruit kind of put several days worth of fruit containers put up and ready to pull. I have tried peanut butter and jelly ahead of time, like several sandwiches at once. And like, I don't know, it'd be getting soggy. So that's one I'm still working on. But like if they do a bento box, I'll try to do 2 for while I'm doing it, I'll try to do two a piece so that I can then tomorrow just have the bento box in the fridge ready to grab and send in the lunchbox. You know, anything that you are taking time to do in the kitchen, think about how you could, for just a little extra effort, make some more or do some more, and then how much less effort that will take you later on in the week to not have to pull out the, you know, individual ingredients, put everything together. So when I was working in an office, I would make salads for the week. I had a container for every day, and I would go ahead and put all of my like produce type stuff in there, if that makes sense. So like lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, any like bell peppers, anything like that, that I knew would be okay together in that container. And I would, you know, line them up just like these TikTok people you be seeing, y'all. I was lying earlier. I'm just like them. But I would just line them up, you know, and then just drop the lettuce, drop the tomatoes, drop the, you know, pickles, drop whatever. And then it was there for me to grab. And then the other stuff that was, you know, I didn't want it to get soggy, or I didn't want it to, you know, get its juice everywhere or whatever. Then I had separate containers for that. Like I would put croutons in Ziplocs, or I had these little cups for dressing that I would put. Okay. And so that is still prep. Okay. It's the same. If you're going to have like leftovers all week, if you made poppy seed chicken at the beginning of this week and you're going to have it the rest of the week for lunch, why not, instead of just putting one portion into your container to take to work today, why not pull out four more containers and go ahead and get the rest of the week done and put it right back in the fridge? Okay. That is more of the meal prep mentality that I prefer to have, instead of coming up with all these crazy recipes that you have to like combine all the things. Really kind of working with what you've already got, working with things that don't feel so hard, because a new recipe feels hard. And Lord have mercy, four new recipes to put into your bento boxes for work or whatever these people have out here on the internet, that's extra hard, right? And it's extra overwhelming. And so the goal is to make it feel as easy as possible, okay? And so, yeah, for portioning out any items that you feel like you can ahead of time. So that goes for, like, if you take pretzels for a snack, go ahead and portion those out into Ziplocs or those little reusable storage bags, okay? If you have a breakfast that you always take and you eat on the way to work, why not go ahead and figure out how to portion that appropriately so that it's an easier grab for you, okay? And then after that, if there's anything to finish, like for instance, the, you know, if you're having a salad and you have the dressing and the croutons and the whatever, like, okay, when you wake up that morning, then it's just a grab, 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 and you put it all in your lunchbox, okay? Instead of a grab, scoop, put away. Grab, scoop, put away. I know that sounds kind of like dramatic, but you know exactly. If there is two steps involved, you are more likely to do it than if there's eight steps involved every single time. And so the goal is to make it as often as possible, only have two or, you know, as few steps as possible as you can to getting these meals ready for you and for your family. And so, again, based on that plan, if you could put it in the crock pot that morning instead of having to put it all together that night, okay? Or if you could make a little extra earlier in the week instead of, you know, having to make it twice, those kind of things are extremely helpful for mental load and exhaustion and even waste, if you think about it, because you are responsible for the meal plan, okay? If it's not you, it's your husband or somebody else, you know, and then they need to listen to this podcast, right? But you are responsible for the meal plan. So you can easily say, I really want that poppy seed chicken on Monday night for dinner. So I'm going to make that extra rice, and then we're going to have it with stir fry or over like a shrimp fajita bowl situation later in the week. Okay. You can make that decision so that you say, like, I know by Thursday I'm tired. So what can I use that I've already planned for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and kind of replicate into Thursday or Friday's dinner to make it easier on me? Okay. And so to me, I just feel like that is the best way to prep and plan without so much of that overwhelm, without being in the kitchen all day, without buying all these dang groceries, without just all the extra stress that comes with it. So I do have a list of a few important things that I think are important to have to be able to execute this in the best way possible. Okay, so the first thing is any little gadget that makes it easier. Okay, I've talked about this before. I do not love a lot of clutter, a lot of kitchen clutter. I do not. There are so many things that we had as like wedding gifts or just random things my mom found that she thought I needed or whatever. There are so many things that we had in our kitchen that I have gotten rid of. Okay, because I don't personally use them. For instance, a rice cooker. I do not use that. I cook rice in my Instapot or on the stove like that. I do not need a separate cooker device. Okay. There was this thing one time that was like for a boiling eggs. Same thing. I do not need a separate egg boiling device. Now, if I was like a diehard egg boiler, maybe. But like my Instapot does it just fine. If y'all have never tried the Instapot boiled eggs, sister, it's the only way to do it. Okay. But so anyway, all that to say, I'm building my case here for I am not a gadget freak. I am not somebody that just thinks you need to have all the kitchen things. But if there is something out there that can help you execute things that you do often and help you execute it faster, why not get it? Why not get it? Okay. So for me, it's things like the grape cutter. I've talked about this before on my favorite kitchen tool podcast or whatever, the grape cutter. Okay. I am going to cut my kids' grapes until they go to college. It is just a thing for me. Okay. And so they make a cutter that makes my life so much easier. And we have a chicken salad recipe in the Perfect Fit Nutrition Weight Loss group, and it calls for cut up grapes, okay? And so it comes in handy there too, instead of having to sit there and cut all them bazillion of grapes, okay? Same with tomatoes. I buy those cherry tomatoes and I cut them and put them in my salad with my grape cutter because it also fits tomatoes, okay? So if there is something that, oh my gosh, if there is something like the, I make peanut butter and jelly every single day, okay, and for my kids. Well, not every single day, but probably more than I should for their lunches. But there is this knife that's like serrated on one side, but it's wide enough that you can spread, and it spreads well, peanut butter and jelly. I use that because I put the peanut butter, I put the jelly, and then Glory hates crust, so I cut it off with the serrated part. It makes my life so much easier instead of having to either use a butter knife to try to drag that crust off and get myself all flustered, or go find a separate knife to cut the crust off. This is two for one, right? If you don't have an Instapot, but you have realized that there might be a lot of things you could do with it, okay, maybe consider investing in that. Any kind of tool for, oh, I just recently got a lime juicer. And this is one of those things where we had one and I threw it out because I was like, I don't ever use limes. I don't ever use lemons. And now I do. I have limes almost daily in like a water concoction that I've been drinking. And so I'm like, okay, I need this. I need this. And so I just recently got that, and it makes squeezing limes for my water concoction and margaritas so much easier because it keeps the seeds out of specifically of the lemons. So any time, and I encourage you to just kind of look on the internet. I think I've mentioned the cheese grater, like that has been really helpful for us. Any kind of gadget that could possibly help you do things faster for your family, for your meal plan, for your prepping, get it. Okay. Get it. So the next thing is a system, okay, for planning that you can reflect back to for the prep, okay? Some people are pen and pad people. I have been promoting this app that I'm about to tell you about for years. They do not give me a kickback. They do not even know I exist, but it is my favorite app in the world. And I've been promoting it for so long, but my dietitian, Stacey, she still only uses pen and paper. She's just a pen and paper girl, and that is fine. Okay, so figure out whatever system works for you, but something that you can A, meal plan on. So you can say, on Monday we're having this, Tuesday we're having this, Wednesday we're having this, and then also keep your grocery list on. Okay, so you can kind of have it at your beck and call whenever you need to reflect back and look at it. Okay, because I don't know. I do not know. You may not be like me, but I can plan on Thursday, go to the grocery store on Sunday, and wake up Monday and be like, what the heck am I supposed to be feeding these people all week? Like, have totally forgot every single thing I put on my meal plan. Y'all, this morning I looked to see what I am cooking tonight. Okay, for dinner. And so it is just, it's an important factor in our lives, clearly, because I'm making a whole podcast on it, but it's also not something I'm thinking about 24/7. And so just having that system so that you can kind of pull it out whenever you need to reflect or think about or look ahead. And so for me, most all days around 5 o'clock, I check my app, again, the app I'm about to tell you about, to see, okay, what am I cooking tonight? And what have I already gotten prepared? And what do I need to prepare? And let me check this recipe to see how long ahead I need to start preparing, right? Just kind of having it at my fingertips. And so that is why I do like an app, because I do have my phone all the time, and pen and paper, I'd be like, well, y'all, the one time I hand wrote a grocery list one time in December. It was for all the Christmas treats that I planned to bake for family gatherings, for my kids' teachers and friends, for my neighborhood party, for all these different things. It was a long list, and I was pulling from so many different areas. I thought, okay, I'm just going to write all this down. It'll make it easier. Do you know, I lost that list in the middle of Kroger, searched for 30 minutes, still couldn't find it, and had to wing it. Like, I had to go back, just had to go back to Walmart and Kroger the next day. Like, it was a hot mess. So that is why I do not do pen and paper, because Lord have mercy, knows the one time I did it, I lost it. Anyway, so this app is called Paprika. I think it's Paprika 3, but it is a meal planning app. It is designed for meal planning, okay? And so you go in there and you can store all your recipes. So any recipe that you use regularly from the internet, you can import it in. Even my clients can even import in my recipes from my app or the website. And you can also input your own personal recipes, just type it out or whatever, and then it's there forever, okay? And so you have a recipe database, which makes it way easier. Once you've set up that recipe database, it makes it so much easier to look and say, what am I going to eat this week? And then have something to kind of pull from, instead of like clicking back through your Pinterest boards, remembering that thing you saved on Instagram, trying to go back to TikTok and finding that, you know, whatever. It's all in one spot. So then you just scroll through and say, that sounds good. I have chicken I need to use. You know, here we go. And so you've got that. Then it has a calendar. You go and you can plan for 1 week, 2 weeks, a whole month, whatever you want to do. And you go in and you plan, and then you can press from that plan that you've created. You just insert those recipes. So then there's a button you can press that adds all the groceries to the grocery list. Okay, so it just says like import groceries to grocery list, and then it'll show you a list of all those groceries that it imported from those recipes. And then you can check which ones you want it to add to the list, or which ones you're like, no, I already have the chicken, or no, I already have the garlic salt, or whatever, and remove those. It is the most simple, easy process, okay, for me to, and that is just how I've done it forever. It is my system for planning. I used a different app before Paprika, and I can't even remember the name of it, but Paprika has like won me for life. Okay. Again, y'all need to tell them they need to sponsor this podcast, because I am a spokesperson for Paprika 3. Okay. So that is my system, and it's easy for me, so that when I am on a random, you know, afternoon going, what am I cooking these people and what do I need to do? All I do is pull out my phone, open that app, look at the meal that I've planned, and I go from there. And I will say, a side note here is, I do not plan a meal for every night. We do work in leftovers, or, you know, I plan to go out to eat, or I plan for a leftover kind of thing. I used to try to plan a dinner that I cooked every night, and that was whack. Okay, another thing that is important to have for your meal prep is good containers. Okay, I'm not talking, again, these ones we see on the internet or whatever. Anything that you feels like will hold your food well. I wish, we have some really great containers, and some of them are clear, but the other ones that we store like leftovers in are not clear. And I wish I had gotten clear, y'all, because Jess is the, you know, leftover grabber. And so a lot of it kind of gets left in there. He thinks it's like cheese or my lettuce or, you know, something random. And so good containers that actually work for you. And I encourage taking some time here to really investigate this and figure out what you really want. My sister loves glass containers. And so anything that we can't do glass, or my children would shatter every one of them, you know, pulling things in and out of the fridge. But anything that, you know, would work best for you that you would like, do some research, figure it out, and then invest in that for yourself. If meal prep and plan has become like a really big stressor, a really big burden for you, then really think about, and how are my containers? Can I find the tops when I need them? You know, is it even organized when I'm trying to put something in a Tupperware kind of thing? And then leading me to a good layout in the fridge or the pantry. Okay, so you don't get lost. So you know what's where. You know, clean out that pantry, clean out that fridge every so often, and really kind of have a place for certain things. So you know exactly where to go when you're trying to grab those grapes that you plucked off that vine this week. Okay, really kind of setting a layout that works for you and everyone else. And then a time for doing it all. I think this is so important because we have all these good intentions. And we even go to the grocery store and buy it, right? But then when do we put the stuff in the containers? When do we pluck the grapes? When do we slice the strawberries? When do we cook the chicken that we're going to have for the whole week? Like, really thinking through, when is a good time for me weekly to be able to make sure that everything is in place for the week? Now, again, that should not take you all afternoon. That should take you at most 30 minutes to have everything ready in its place, ready to roll to make your week easier, right? But you still do need to carve out some time to put the focus there, or else those groceries gonna go to waste, you know? And then the two last things, I'll save the best for last, but the food that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Again, losing weight does not have to mean that you eat the super organic, super fiber-filled, super, super, super foods. You know what I mean? Foods that you are okay with eating, that is, you are also okay with spending the money on now and in the future. Because again, I said it last time, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. We should not be trying to lose weight with a method that is not going to be lasting for our lifestyle. Okay, so that also means we should not be trying to spend a bunch of money on this healthy weight loss food if we do not intend to continue to spend a bunch of money on this healthy weight loss food, right? Because whatever you start now, you have to continue the weight loss, or at least to keep the weight off, right? And so we want it to be as realistic as possible. And that also includes budget, y'all, especially in this time of crazy grocery prices. So it's okay. It's okay if you don't want to spend that extra $3 on that Dave's Killer Bread, okay? And you just need to do like the bunny bread instead for right now. Like, that's okay. You're still going to lose weight. Don't stress about it, okay? So the last one is foods that you actually look forward to. And I think this is a huge one across the board for weight loss in general. Is like, again, we think, okay, we're going to start this weight loss program. We're going to, you know, be on our P's and Q's. We're going to meal plan. We're going to meal prep. And we're going to find the healthiest looking recipe on Pinterest, but it doesn't necessarily look good. Like, it doesn't look delicious to us. It doesn't sound good. It's not something you look forward to. Okay. I was walking with my neighbor the other day, and she got this like chopper online, and she was like, "Constance, I look forward to my chopped salads now." She said, "I used to dread it." Okay, because you had to sit there with a knife and chop the salad up. And now I look forward to this salad that I've been making. And I'm like, keep doing it. You know what I mean? As long as you're looking forward to it. And that goes back to my point about getting, you know, little gadgets that help you. Because now she looks forward to this salad and the toppings and the dressing and all the things she's got going on with it. It's healthy. But she has found something that is healthy that she also thinks tastes good that she looks forward to, okay? So do not just assume because you're losing weight that you need to meal prep grilled chicken and asparagus and, you know, some brown rice that is chewy and disgusting, okay? Really make an effort. This is probably my number one here, is to make an effort to find things that sound good, that taste good, that you're like, I wouldn't mind having this again next week, okay? Instead of being like, by Tuesday, you're like, oh my God, this is so nasty. I'm going to accidentally forget this in my refrigerator so I can, you know, run through the drive-thru today. You know what I mean? There is a balance there of finding food that helps you with your weight loss that you actually look forward to, but it does take some effort on your part, you know, and maybe some trial and error as well. So I hope you enjoyed this non-traditional kind of, what did I call it? The shortcut edition of meal prepping. And if anything, I hope it kind of helped you exhale a little bit on your expectations around meal prepping, that it doesn't have to be perfect to still get done. It doesn't have to look like Pinterest to still be something you can kind of stick your toe in. Yeah, I hope you guys have an awesome day. And remember to say grace in that meal prep. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!